This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, lots to talk about this morning. We got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house. I think he's going to stick with us for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. And then, this is, you guys are going to love this. So tomorrow, I've got some fun stuff going on. We're setting up some new equipment, some new radio studio equipment. So I'm going to be playing around with that tomorrow morning while John guest hosts the entire show. So you're going to have a ton of fun with the 2 days of the Joker here. We got to talk about this plane crash in Kalispell and so much more. Plus, we'll have the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. You know, John, I swore I would never do it ever again. I swore I would never bring up the name Pete Buttigieg on this show while you are in the studio with us, because I'm like, oh, man, even I clutch my pearls when I hear your nickname for Pete Buttigieg. But, oh, man, you can confirm. You haven't seen this clip.
I have not.
I was going to play it for you, but I thought, no. I want to see his reaction. I want our listeners to hear his immediate reaction. So, but I'll do a little scene setter for you here first. So apparently they did a poll for the 2028 Democrat presidential primary, and they said, who do Democrat voters want to see as their presidential candidate? Anyway, let's roll with it. We got Dr. Phil and Stephen A. Smith on with Bill Maher.
Democratic primary voters, 16% would support Buttigieg. That's the highest of any candidate, Pete Buttigieg.
I don't believe it. Well, I think that's just a poll number. I can't see that happening.
Well, okay, but wait. 16%. Black voters? Zero. Zero. You don't usually see zero anywhere. Zero's low.
For who?
For Buttigieg. Explain that. I mean, why do black voters have this? I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's under-indexing a little bit with black voters. Yeah.
A little. What is that all about?
He doesn't move us. I respect the man. I've interviewed him before. Very nice man. Highly intelligent. But you got to be able to move us, bro. He don't move us. Well, you can speculate as to why that is. I'm not going there. He doesn't move us.
Oh, John Jackson. You heard it here first. This is the first time he's heard it. What were your immediate reactions?
Well, I mean, obviously.
If I dare ask.
The brothers ain't down with the booty fudge. I mean, that's very, very obvious. And that's what Stephen Smith is trying not to say there. He said, I don't want to go there. You heard him say that. But I think the funniest part of that clip was Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah.
He's under-indexing. Okay.
With that voice, where he just goes, hey, he's under-indexing a little bit with the book.
You think? Stephen A. Smith, you think, man? You're like, oh, man. He's like, yeah, he doesn't move us.
Mr. Blutarsky, 0.0.
You know, and the chest-fitting Buttigieg aside, you know, his sexuality aside, the guy did nothing. He couldn't even fill a pothole as mayor of Indiana.
Terrible.
I mean, give me a break, a complete train wreck. But some of the woke white liberals, they love him because he checks a woke checkbox.
It's August 12th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is World Elephant Day. Intelligent, family-oriented, great memories, and they enjoy a wide range of emotions. The day created in 2012. Also on this day in 1990, the largest dinosaur fossil, a Tyrannosaurus rex, is found in South Dakota. The creature thought to be 14 feet tall when alive. The IBM personal computer stocked in stores for the first time in 1981. The computer had no disk drives and sold for about $1,500. Born on this day in 1930, George Soros, the Hungarian-American businessman, financier, and philanthropist. American actor Henry Fonda dying on this day in 1982. He won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his final film role in the movie On Golden Pond.
At the end of our lane. I couldn't remember where the old town road was.
I'm CJ Papa, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard it. We were laughing a little too hard there, but I had to throw in a,
the Dr. Phil was just hilarious. He's under indexing quite a bit, isn't he? You know?
The psychologist analyzing why 0% of black Democrat voters would vote for Pete Buttigieg. But when I threw in the okay, because it. So I know a lot of our listeners probably have never watched South Park, the cartoon. Very politically incorrect cartoon that's been on the air since I was in high school in the late 90s was when it really first took off big. So, of course, I know about South Park. I did not watch the South Park episode with Kristi Noem being parodied in there. The Charlie Kirk, the Cartman Charlie Kirk impersonation was spot on. Apparently, even the quote was word for word. That was hilarious. John, did you see any of the highlights? I didn't watch the episode, but I watched some of the highlights. I had to, but the MK guy was there. The MK guy was going on an ice raid, and he puts up the green mask and goes, MK.
Those guys are so good, so clever, so funny that you saw Kristi Noem is now putting that picture of herself, that cartoon picture of herself, up on her Twitter avatar. And Charlie Kirk is laughing about this. He's loving it.
Yeah, well, that's the response they should have is like, don't get offended and clutch your pearls. And you know, they're comedians, they're politically incorrect. Of course they're going to push an agenda that you don't like, or they're going to have some really offensive stuff, but that's what they do. But again, this is how you handle that. You go along with the joke and have fun with it. Don't get woke and offended and clutch your pearls.
And you see how you see comedy, you watch comedy your whole life, you see the difference in comedy where it is really true satire and it's just good fun versus really nasty. I say the nasty stuff that a Stephen Colbert does or a Jon Stewart does versus South Park. You can tell they're just goofing. They're just having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of, okay, so I don't know if you saw the photos of this plane crash at the Kalispell Airport. So there's the Kalispell Airport south of town, which is a different airport for, you know, obviously our listener on KJJR get what I'm talking about here. But for those of you elsewhere, Great Falls, Billings, Bozeman, Butte, et cetera. So the, you know, the full-blown international airport with the major airlines is, you know, the Glacier International Airport, which is north of Kalispell, between Kalispell and Columbia Falls. This is the smaller airport. It's an uncontrolled, as they would say, airport, right? On the south end of town, so the smaller planes, et cetera. Well, anyway, KJJR had some exclusive photos from the plane crash at the Kalispell City Airport, and they've got those on their KJJR Facebook page. I shared them at facebook.com/Flint Report as well. But one of our liberal troll commentators, this was his comment on the plane crash photos. And by the way, real quickly, on the plane crash, thankfully, there are four survivors. Four survive after pilot loses control and crashes into parked planes at Kalispell Airport. Preliminary investigation shows that the pilot lost control of the plane and crashed into several parked planes, igniting multiple fires. That is the KPAX TV report. All four occupants of the aircraft were from out of state and have survived. Two victims were treated for minor injuries. So that's the details on that story. But the MK liberal troll commentator said this: we didn't have planes crashing all the time. until Trump fired all the air traffic controllers. That was his comment. You know, typical troll comment.
Do they even have an ATC at that airport?
Well, so we'll get to that. Very good question. Very astute question, John. So my response was this. That's a straight lie. Far more accidents under Biden, and Trump hired more air traffic controllers. He actually hired more ATCs, didn't fire. He hired more. And so that was my response. But then Travis Landers replied here and said, this is a non-controlled airport. Exactly. So they don't even have air traffic controllers there, you freaking.
There you go.
My goodness.
I was telling you at the break, if you look in that picture right there, like you said, this is an uncontrolled airport. The gates are open. There's no security. You can just walk in out of there. And I was there for 2 days for state track meet here back in May. And that's the hotel I was in that backs right up in the background to that crash picture.
Oh, yeah. 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 But no, at least the first pictures and video that came out. Yeah. Crazy. Because obviously you see a big plume of smoke after multiple fires were set. But thankfully, yeah, everybody survived. And yeah, like I say, more photos at KJJR Facebook page. Follow them on social media for sure. All right. Let's sneak in a caller here before we get to the break. The mighty Human Z. He co-hosts a podcast here with John Jackson. Z, what's going on?
Kimmel and the curse of the George Clooney. You know, America has under this impression, and at least on social media and some other parts of society, that the world's like the airport. So you announce departures. Well, normally I say that ain't the case, except for the exception of Jimmy Kimmel, who's just announced that he has Italian citizenship. And we're going to jump a little bit deeper into this, though, because there's a curse that no one knows about, the curse of George Clooney, and that is, if you wake up in Italy as George Clooney's neighbor, your career's been over for 15 years already. You've been in hell. You just don't know. That's the theory. That's the proof right there.
So is Kimmel fleeing for Italy then? He doesn't want to wake up next to Rosie in Ireland?
Oh my God. No one can go that far. No one can sacrifice that much. I mean, he's hinting, right? This is sort of like the girlfriend who says, I saw so-and-so.
Yeah, I just pulled up a story here. Jimmy Kimmel, this is from FoxNews.com. Jimmy Kimmel secures Italian citizenship as liberal celebrities threaten exodus under Trump. Don't threaten us with a good time, John. Don't threaten us with a good time.
Jimmy. You see, the other day he's talking about the lunatic leftists that are ruining the party. Oh, yeah. Look in the mirror there, pal.
Sports update.
Wait, who's number one? For the first time in the history of the University of Texas Longhorns football program, the team has received the number one ranking in the Associated Press preseason poll. Yet, the Longhorns are not even the odds makers' choice to win their first game of the season, 18 days from today. According to ESPN, it's the first time dating to at least 1978 a preseason number one ranked team is an underdog in its season opener. Who are the Longhorns playing August 30th? Defending national champion Ohio State, which is ranked third in the preseason poll. The Buckeyes favored by 2.5 points over the Longhorns in the game that'll be played in Columbus at Ohio Stadium.
Ground ball, Miller off the mound, bare hand pickup, throw to first, 10 in a row for the Brewers.
What a run. What a run these guys are on. Good for them. Doing everything right. All things golden for the Brewers.
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, make it 25 wins in 29 games for Milwaukee, which scored a 7-1 win over the Pirates Monday. The Brewers have the best record in baseball by 5 games, 74-44. 6.5 games in front of the Cubs atop the NL Central.
Swing at a high fly ball left field. That ball is deep. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. How about Alex Bregman? First at bat, returning to Houston. And he hits that one into the Crawford boxes.
So much love for the people here in Houston, the fans, my teammates, the coaches, this entire organization. Just an amazing time here. I'll be forever grateful to the Astros organization.
Alex Bregman with Fox 26 in Houston. Now with the Red Sox, Bregman homered in his first at bat back in Houston last night on Space City Home Network. Bregman's home run not enough for the Red Sox, who lost 7-6 to the AL West leading Astros, who got an RBI single from Carlos Correa in his first game back in H-Town since reacquired from the Twins. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Dark. You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, before I take us in another direction, John Jackson, the Joker from X, you can follow him at PVTJokerUS. What do you want to talk about this morning, John?
The biggest news of the last 24 hours is big giant headline, bold headline, Trump takes over D.C.
That happened 6 months ago. What are they waiting for on that headline?
I mean, federalizing the town. He has declared, you know, by his right to take the place over because they are obviously incapable of self-governance. And this all got kicked off last week when a Doge employee by that everybody knows by the name of, shall we say, Big Cojones? Big Cojones.
Grandes, not frijoles.
Pelotas grandes. Pelotas grandes. he was brutally attacked and beaten in downtown D.C. when he tried to step in and help someone else who was being beaten.
Saved a woman.
Yeah.
Eight, was it teens were trying to beat up this woman? Eight young men were trying to, you know, rob this woman, assault this woman. And he literally went by the social media name Big Balls. And, the name, he earned the name now.
He's a basketball player.
The name was a joke originally, but now he earned the name when it really mattered, when it mattered more than anything.
And
you
look at this kid, he's probably, what, all of like 5'9", 150 pounds.
Skinny little white kid.
And he jumped in the middle of this fight, and that finally was the straw that broke it for President Trump, and he is taking the place over and vowing that there will be law and order in D.C. now. And you see this tiny little sector of the very, very loud black racist Democrats out there screeching about this. But the undercurrent is that you're seeing on X is most of the Democrats out there are quietly cheering this, particularly the people that live there, because they have had enough of this crap.
Well, if you go to like the Trump War Room or Rapid Response 47 on X, I mean, they're sharing news, local news reports where they're interviewing people in D.C. who are begging and pleading for something to be done about the crime. And you'll see actual D.C. residents, black residents of D.C. on camera saying how grateful they are that President Trump is doing this. Heck, the freaking police union for the Washington, D.C. police is backing the move.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty interesting. That is really telling when the police union is backing the federalization of Washington, D.C. police because they know how bad it is and how bad their leadership is and how bad the city leadership is.
Well, the guy that co-hosts our podcast with us, with myself and Z, his name is Blue Reaganite, he's a retired police officer from D.C., and he has told us forever that place has been so incredibly effed up. Now you're talking going back 30 years. Just you can't walk the streets down there at night. You can't do it.
You know, it was interesting. So I had when I graduated from the University of Montana, and then I commissioned as a second lieutenant in the National Guard, in the Army National Guard. You know, I had to go off to my infantry officer basic course, but I had like 6 months gap there where it's like, okay, my training doesn't start until June. What do I do from January to June, right? And so anyway, long story short, I take this opportunity for the Washington Center for Politics and Journalism in D.C. But I'm in the National Guard, so how do I do drill weekend when I'm all the way over in Washington, D.C.? So what I did was I was able to do my training weekends with the D.C. National Guard for, you know, 4 or 5 of the months. And real, really good folks in the D.C. National Guard back then. This was probably 2005 time for early 2005 time frame, I think it was. And so pretty interesting. But, you know, the D.C. National Guard, the president has some additional authorities when it comes to the D.C. National Guard. And so they are actually later this week, I think, calling up the Washington, D.C. National Guard to help secure the streets. Here is Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
Mr. President, it's an honor to be here. And at your direction this morning, we've mobilized the D.C. National Guard. It'll be operationalized by the Secretary of the Army, Dan Driscoll, through the D.C. Guard. You will see them flowing into the streets of Washington in the coming week. At your direction as well, sir, there are other units we are prepared to bring in. Other National Guard units, other specialized units. They will be strong, they will be tough, and they will stand with their law enforcement partners. This is nothing new for DOD. As the President noted, at the border, We've got 10,000 troops down there who've been operating in defense cooperation areas, defense zones, where there's zero illegal crossings because of troops on strikers scanning the border. We've been protecting other people's borders for 20 years. It's about time we protect our own. And we're working with ICE and CBP. In Los Angeles, we did the same thing, working with the California National Guard, working with ICE officers. ICE officers deserve to do their job and not be attacked. We will work alongside all D.C. police and federal law enforcement to ensure this city is safe, this city is beautiful. And as I always say about President Trump to the troops, he has their back. And my message to the National Guard and federal law enforcement in Washington is, we have your back as well. Be tough. Be strong. We're right behind you.
All right, John Jackson, your thoughts on what the SecDef had to say.
Well, what you're going to have to do with all of this, with President Trump's push now, he's putting out the National Guard. He is also pushing federal agents into the area. He is taking over the D.C. Police Department, command of the D.C. Police Department. So now you're going to have to work with Judge Jeanine, who is the U.S. attorney for D.C., and you're going to have to start, say, in a three-month, six-month time frame, filling up those jails and actually filing federal charges against these people where they stay in jail and they spend a long time in jail. You do that for 3 to 6 months, they get the message.
You know, to your point about how even the liberals in D.C., like, they might publicly protest and, well, we don't like that Trump is doing that. But quietly, they're like, man, thank God. Thank God Trump is doing what he's doing. Fox and Friends earlier this morning, they were talking about this because Trump, I think, came into the White House press room along with SecDef Hegseth, FBI Director Kash Patel, and I think Pam Bondi was there too. And they made the point that, you know, normally the press loves to nitpick anything Donald Trump says and does. But on this one, they seemed a little more quiet than usual. It's because they all live there. They have to walk those streets. There was an ABC News reporter that talked on air about getting mugged, getting jumped, just simply trying to walk to their studios in D.C.
I saw a piece here on X this morning where it's a writer for the Washington Examiner, and he detailed in, like, it's like six or seven times throughout the years that he himself was mugged, his family members were mugged, his eight-month pregnant wife was knocked down and robbed, and finally his family, he says, we fled the D.C. area years ago because we just could not live there in safety. And I mean, that God, you know, every year of these Democrats ruling places just gets worse and worse and worse.
Well, and they started to clean up D.C. for a little while. You know, after Marion Barry, that crackhead, got out, they started to clean up D.C. for a little while, kind of like New York City. You know, they cleaned up New York City, and then the Democrats, you know, got cocky and started voting for more leftist Democrats, and now New York's a mess again. Now D.C.'s a mess again. Chicago all went down the tubes.
Well, what happens, too, is this no cash bail you've heard about now for how many years, you know, 5-10 years now under these Soros DAs. That's what killed it all, okay, because you already had really, really bad judges. You've had bad judges for years who won't keep these guys in jail, won't give them good sentences. But when you had these guys that you pick them up, and you are still doing the paperwork, and they're out of jail and didn't have to put down any money to get out. That's what drove the crime rate across the country in every district.
All right, let's get into the phone lines. We've got Tim in Savage. Tim, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, boys. I got a little upset yesterday. Got angry, and I got to relax and just let it go, but I'm just so frustrated with this. Blame Trump for everything. I know, and it's his fault that there was a plane crash in Kalispell. And then I'm hearing all of the leftists seem to have forgotten history. And, well, sure, he's going to mobilize the National Guard for D.C., but why didn't he call up the National Guard on January 6th? That's all Trump's fault. You know that they wanted the National Guard, but Trump prohibited it from... It's like, for Pete's sake, I am getting so irritated with... It's not even just misrepresenting history. It's just blatant lies where we have the receipts on it entirely. And like it was said earlier, okay, Trump fired all the air traffic controllers. Well, no, he didn't. And he's not responsible for what happens at an airport without air traffic controllers. It seems to be getting ramped up at a level that is just getting ridiculous.
Well, it's just their knee-jerk reaction. It's their daily battle rhythm. They see something, they blame Trump. They see something, they blame Trump. It's just their normal daily battle rhythm reaction, right?
Well, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay, is it working? does, you know, the regular person on the street that's not involved with paying attention to this, that it must work, because why else would they continue to do it? And I'm seeing people on social media that I've known my whole life, and I respect them, but yet I saw hate and vitriol coming out of these people because Trump didn't call out the National Guard on January 6th when every media report confirmed he wanted to. So why the constant spin, why the constant lies, other than the fact that it must work, because you wouldn't keep doing it if it didn't work.
Or they have no other option because they have no other message. Great points, Tim. Great to hear from you as always, John. Your thoughts?
And see what Tim's asking. Why do they keep doing it? Because no one ever calls them out on it. That's why they can just say all this stuff, and no one in the media. Of course, that's the media's job. When somebody gets up in front of you and starts telling obvious lies, your job is to come back and say, raise your hand, no, that's not what happened. And you saw Nancy Pelosi put out that post yesterday. I've never seen anybody at her level get so brutally ratioed over that, because the guy that was the former head of the Capitol Police just came right behind her and said, ma'am, this is what happened right here. Boom, 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 boom. You're a liar.
That's right where I was going to go, as Tim brought up. I'm glad Tim brought up that angle about Speaker Pelosi reacting to President Trump's D.C. law enforcement takeover, because I didn't see what Nancy Pelosi said, but I've heard her lie about this before. But I did see Stephen Chung, hits his nickname, Odd Job from James Bond. President Trump's communications director, Speaker Pelosi, with the hilariously fake title of Speaker Emeritus, gets fact-checked with the truth by his name is Chief Stephen Sund, who was the chief of the Capitol Police when Nancy Pelosi rejected National Guard troops on January 6th. I'll share that next.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what were we going to talk about next? Oh, that's right, here it is. So Tim and Savage brought up what Nancy Pelosi had to say. You know, she's big mad that Donald J. Trump is going to save Washington, D.C. from all of the violence, etc. Nancy Pelosi said this 21 hours ago. Donald Trump delayed deploying the National Guard on January 6th when our Capitol was under violent attack and lives were at stake. Now he's activating the D.C. Guard to distract from blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Chief Stephen Sund, I know Tucker Carlson had him on his program. He's been on Fox News as well. But Chief Stephen Sund was the chief of Capitol Police at the time. He said this, ma'am, it is long past time to be honest with the American people. On January 3rd, I requested National Guard assistance, but your sergeant-at-arms denied it. Under federal law, I was prohibited from calling them in without specific approval. That same day, Carol Corbin at the Pentagon offered National Guard support, but I was forced to decline because I lacked the legal authority. On January 6th, while the Capitol was under attack, and despite my repeated calls, your sergeant-at-arms again denied my urgent request for over 70 agonizing minutes, quote, running it up the chain for your approval. When I needed assistance, it was denied. Yet when it suited you, you ordered fencing topped with concertina wire and surrounded the Capitol with thousands of armed National Guard troops. And boy, yeah, she got called out.
And let's not forget the whole point of January 6th. January 6th was an absolute setup. This was a setup. They had their snitches everywhere in that crowd. You had Antifa people breaking themselves out into their MAGA gear, and they were the people that incited that whole thing. And then they had the fake bomber over at the DNC and the RNC. That was going to be the backup plan if the riot failed. This is 100% set up. They did it. Everybody knows they did it.
That being said, let's turn now to the what do you call it? The FBI.
FBI. Die hard.
That's right. Yeah. Well, first off, hats off to the FBI. We had Attorney General Austin Knutson on the show yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. He specifically called out the FBI, thanked them for their help in the search, the manhunt for this Anaconda shooting suspect. Numerous federal, local, state law enforcement agencies, U.S. Marshals Service getting a specific shout out there as well. But so many, of course, I'm not naming them all again today. But John, speaking of the FBI, looks like they're hopefully starting to clean a little house at the FBI. It's taken some time, of course, but Kash Patel, they now have fired, three senior folks at the FBI?
They got that one guy that was the acting director, and you knew who he was right away. Did you see Peter Navarro's post on him? When Peter Navarro got the news that this guy was being fired, he came right out and he said, "This son of a witch right here is the guy that put me in leg irons and perp walked my wife." And he had a couple other choice words for him, but basically it was good riddance. And I'm told that they got them before their pensions too. These guys aren't going to get their pensions either, which is beautiful.
Interesting. Yeah. Miranda Devine, who's done such an incredible job with the New York Post reporting on all of these FBI scandals, had this to say with Maria Bartiromo, basically to the point of, are we finally starting to see accountability?
Are we finally seeing some signals of some accountability? We've been waiting for accountability from the Russia collusion nonsense to the impeachments of Trump, the laptop from hell. How do you see things now?
That's a really good question, Maria, and I think we're seeing really positive signs. There just seems to be a systematic, very orderly procession of investigations and subpoenas and grand juries. We saw on Friday that Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, who prosecuted Trump every which way she could find, as well as the notorious Adam Schiff, who, of course, was, now is a senator, but then was a congressman who led a lot of the Russia hoax nonsense back in Trump's first term. And there's really somebody like Letitia James who continues to mouth the refrain, no one is above the law. Well, they found out that they're not above the law because Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, appointed on Thursday night Ed Martin as the special attorney to investigate these two. He can bring up grand juries wherever he likes, and he's done so. Grand juries are looking at Adam Schiff and Letitia James.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Adam Schiff apparently is being investigated on a couple of different fronts here, but John, you got to love the accent. Martin.
Ed Martin.
And Maria. It's Maria. Yeah. Yeah.
You know the beauty.
Get out of the cockhole. Get out of the cockhole.
He was.
Days of Thunder reference for any of you kids out there.
He was up for. Trump had nominated him to be U.S. Attorney for D.C. And the word around the campfire was is that Adam Schiff is the guy that blackballed his nomination. Well, lo and behold, now he's a special prosecutor investigating Adam Schiff, and I love it.
Yeah, well, and apparently, I mean, look, Adam Schiff has clearly abused his position of power, but apparently he's under mortgage fraud investigation in particular. And then apparently, did I read this right? That a Democrat tipster is coming forward with evidence that he also leaked classified information as well. Wouldn't surprise you there, of course.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's probably the stuff that he was doing back in 2016, 2017 is probably going to run the statute by now on things, because that, again, is the 5-year statute of limitations. He's probably beat it.
John, we need to send you and our producer, Caden Bjornstad, on a men's retreat weekend. And you're gonna line up a bunch of movies, or John, you will just give him assignments for the weekend. Okay, Caden, here's the movies you have to watch this weekend, so that you can be up to school with us now. He said, "Days of Thunder." Isn't that the movie about the tornado? Oh, you got to go back and watch Days of Thunder. You got to go back and watch Tom Cruise Man, what a great movie that is.
Racing.
Dude,
boy, it's just uncultured. I told him walking down the hallway. I said, boy, I got tennis shoes older than you.
Oh, no, he's doing a great job for us, though. But, yeah, sometimes we just have to tell him to call his mom to figure out what songs we're talking about, you know. Speaking of the FBI, though, here is FBI Director Kash Patel. He was also at that same press conference, if that's what you want to call it, at the White House with the president yesterday.
Effective. 1,500 kilograms of fentanyl is enough to kill 115 million Americans. 115 million Americans. Cops are getting after it. The FBI has arrested 19,000 people this year alone. Thanks to President Trump's administrations, that's double than where we were this time last year. And we have also arrested 1,600 people who have committed violent acts against children. Children. 270 of them are human traffickers of children. Mr. President, this is what happens when you have great leadership at the Attorney General with Pam Bondi. Your administration's priority of protecting the homeland and protecting American citizens and protecting our children. And the murder rates are plummeting. We are now able to report that the murder rate is on track to be the lowest in U.S. history, in modern recorded U.S. history, thanks to this team behind me and President Trump's priorities. And how do we do it?
All right. Anyway, John Jackson, you know, Kyle, isn't it amazing? I know you've got a Pam Bondi comment because we were both kind of like, maybe. But to his broader point here, you look at what they're now doing with the FBI and really Border Patrol and everything across the board. You know, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you're not spying on Catholics, targeting peaceful pro-life protesters, going after school board critics, you know, raiding Melania Trump's underwear drawer in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you put your minds to it.
You know, I've been happy. I mean, really ecstatic for a couple of weeks now. I think we've got the momentum. We are on our way now. We're where we need to be right now. But at the same time, I've been saying this for 6 months. I know this game, Director Patel. I know what you're doing right there. I don't care about you copying stats from the DEA and from the ATF and from ICE and from the local police department about their murders. I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear Letitia James gets indicted. I want to hear Adam Schiff gets indicted. I want to hear Mayorkas getting indicted. I want all of Fauci's crew indicted. That's what I want to see from our FBI.
You know, speaking of law enforcement and back to the D.C. police here, Charlie Kirk shared this on X. You know, it's a wonder why the D.C. law enforcement is such a mess right now. The current chief of police in Washington, D.C., Pamela Smith, is the former chief equity officer whose primary job was overseeing diversity programs. You made your diversity officer the police chief? No wonder you've got so much crime in the streets.
Everywhere you turn around, these chiefs of police are these big blue cities. It's Granny Clampett. It's some blue-haired lesbian, or it's a DEI officer. Everywhere you turn.
Now, John, that's not fair. There are purple-haired lesbians in there, too. I mean, you got to be fair. Come on. You can't just target blue hairs. You know.
They go back and forth. They change the color week to week.
I just want to make sure we're fair around here. You know, our listeners demand it.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The war between Russia and Ukraine, this is entirely a war that started on Joe Biden's watch. If you remember when Putin was amassing troops along the Ukrainian border, but Putin is amassing military troops and military hardware all along the border with Ukraine, and Joe Biden never picked up the phone and called Vladimir Putin and said, "What are you doing?" Joe said two things just before the invasion. What words do you have for Putin? Don't. Remember, don't. Kamala Harris repeated, don't.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you're with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you are overpaying for wireless, period, end of sentence. You're paying for thousands of retail stores that you're never going to go to. You're paying for unnecessary perks that you'll never use. But guess what? My cell phone provider, Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers. The only difference? They don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And guess what? You can keep your phone and your phone number. The switch is simple, fast, easy. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can be switched over in mere minutes. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Fox rocks.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Florence and the Machine are teasing new music, dropping a clip on social media. Florence Welch in a red dress, digging a hole in a desolate landscape before letting out three blood-curdling screams. The first track drops August 20th. It's the band's first release since 2022's Dance Fever. She recently posted clips showing her at work in the studio with Idols guitarist Mark Bowen, who previously teamed with Welch to co-produce a cover of No Doubt's Just a Girl for the Showtime series Yellow Jackets. And Bobby Whitlock, keyboardist for Eric Clapton's legendary band Derek and the Dominoes, has died at 77. His manager, Carol Kay, confirmed Whitlock passed August 10th at his Texas home after a brief illness surrounded by his family. Born in Memphis, Whitlock started his career in the mid-60s at Stax Records, becoming the label's first white artist and recording with Booker T and the MGs and Sam and Dave. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Details.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see, man, so many different topics to get to here this morning. I had a couple of things I was thinking about getting to next here with John Jackson, but I want to hold on to some stuff for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. John, what else is crossing your radar on X or elsewhere?
Well, the other huge news out there is the continued efforts by Texas to redistrict down there. And, of course, the fugitive Democrats who have fled the state, there's a warrants out for them, and they're trying to figure out ways that they can pressure them enough to make them come back. But, unfortunately, what you're hearing from a lot of people that actually live in Texas is a big problem with this is just what's gone on, same thing that's gone on here in Montana, is you have the Rhino Coalition down there in Texas who has teamed up with the Democrats to make it to where they're not really putting in the different pressures that could actually make these people come back, the things that they could do if they wanted to do.
Well, that reminds me, I've got a great clip about Jazzy. You know, Jazzy Crockett. I gotta play a song almost every time now, because I don't want to sing Jazzy Crockett.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Built him the bar when he was only three.
So, yeah, I don't want to sing Jazzy Crockett, so I'll play the song and then people can know what I'm saying when I say Jazzy Crockett.
I haven't heard that since I was a boy.
I was going to say,
oh my God.
I remember hearing it in the 80s, and you were a boy probably, what, in the 60s, 70s?
Oh my 70s? God. I haven't heard that sound in, what, 40 years? I mean, that's amazing.
Well, and I don't remember all the lyrics. You want to hear unwoke lyrics. Those are some unwoke lyrics when you listen to it, too. It's like,
it
sounds like a Democrat campaign commercial. Well, I'm a fake moderate, you know. Old whistle zippers. Oh, man.
Jazzy Slums there, Jasmine Crockett there, she is really just she is now famous, and it kind of gives you an idea of just what degenerate bums these Democrats are, because now her acting like an illiterate, vulgar hood rat has now propelled her to stardom in the Democrat Party. But I mean,
She's a total phony. Yeah.
I've said for now 6 months now, I want her to be the face of that. I hope she takes this all the way to 26 and 28. I want her to be the face of the Democrats.
Well, that's what Jesse Waters was saying, because she's really afraid that she's going to get redistricted out of a congressional seat, because if they draw fair maps, and give real representation to people, she won't have her little monopoly on her district. So she's afraid that if she actually had to compete and not just cosplay the way she's playing this character, that she'd lose her seat. So she's all freaking out over that. But, hey, to your point, though, oh, man, we only got about a minute to go. Do I shift? Anyway, to your point, though, about wanting her to win, wanting her to stay in office so she can be the face of the Democrat parties. You remember George Will?
Oh, yeah.
So George Will, I was like, man, I haven't seen George Will in years. But George Will was on with Bill Maher as well, and they got to talking about the commie Mamdani, the communist Mamdani. And George Will had this to say, similar to kind of remarks that John has made as well.
I want him to win.
You want him to win?
Yeah. I think every 20 years or so.
Wait.
We need every 20 years or so, we need a conspicuous, confined experiment with socialism so we can crack it up again. Socialist slogan used to be, workers of the world unite, you have nothing to lose but your chains. The new socialist slogan is, trust us, this time it won't be a mess. So, yeah, when the post-war labor government in Britain was about to get started, one of their leading lights was a socialist named Amurian Bevan. He said, what could go wrong? He said, we have a nation bedded on coal, surrounded by fish. It would take an organizational genius to have a shortage of either. In 3 years, they have a shortage of both. That's socialism.
There you go. Great great insight there from George Will. All right. We're out of time this hour. John's sticking around for the next hour, though, so should you.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.